The Lord first appeared to his disciples in Jerusalem, where he had been crucified and had risen from the dead. But the most solemn of his meetings with the apostles took place on a mountain in Galilee. Galilee was where Jesus had lived most of his life and had announced the kingdom of God. He had many followers there. In this northern mountainous province, the scene of so many events of his earthly ministry, he could discreetly gather together those who were to be the eyewitnesses of his resurrection. His first appearance in Galilee was to seven of his disciples on the shores of the Sea of Tiberias, when Peter was rehabilitated by the Lord and restored to his former position as an apostle. In his first letter to the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul declares that Christ also appeared to more than 500 disciples at one time, but he does not mention when or where this took place. He says, however, that most of the eyewitnesses of that scene were still alive at the time of writing, many years later. Jesus also appeared one day to his brother James. From then on, the Lord's brothers, who had rejected Christ while he was on earth, became active believers. When they reached Galilee, the 11 went up the mountain that Jesus had named. It was perhaps at that time that the 500 also saw him, although Matthew, who describes the scene at the end of his gospel, only mentions the 11 apostles. When they saw the Lord, the disciples fell on their knees and worshipped him. Jesus drew near and began to speak to them. "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me," he said. "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And I will be with you always, even to the end of the world." The expression, "the end of the world," means literally the completion of the present age. It refers to the time when Christ will return in glory to gather together his redeemed and elevate his reign to perfection. With this commission, Jesus declared that he had received universal power and authority from his Father. This divine power was needed to guarantee the success of the mission he conferred on his disciples. The task of world evangelization given to the Church of Christ proceeds from the sovereign authority of its Lord, who alone makes it possible. While he was on earth, the Son of God appeared as a humble servant, but after his resurrection, the Lord appeared as a divine King, to whom all authority has been given throughout the universe. And so he is able to promise believers of all ages that he will be with them even to the end of the world, and will guide and strengthen them through the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. The great commission that Jesus gave his apostles and the church comprises the need to go throughout the world to teach the nations and baptize those who put their trust in Christ, teaching them to obey everything the Lord has commanded. Believers must be baptized in the name of the three persons of the Trinity, in the name of the Father, the eternal source of all life, the Son, the only Savior, and the Holy Spirit, who regenerates and sanctifies those who repent and believe. The great missionary task that Jesus committed to his church is also mentioned in the Gospel of Mark. "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation," Jesus told his disciples. "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, and whoever does not believe will be condemned." The Lord also gave the apostles certain miraculous signs that they would accomplish in order to confer divine authority on the message they were to preach. In the Gospel of Luke, Christ tells his disciples that repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Next episode, the Ascension.